Welcome to the Chronicle headlines for September 22nd. I'm John McGowan.
And I'm Cosme Cruz.
For campus news this week, established 30 years ago, Columbia's ASL department, that's American Sign Language, has grown since it began. But it experienced a dip in enrollment since the pandemic. Enrollment data shows a total of 123 deaf studies and ASL English interpretation majors in 2018, but only 82 in 2022. According to Liberal Arts and Sciences Dean Stephen Corey, ASL classes were difficult to perform virtually due to it being a three-dimensional language. Still, ASL chair and professor Peter Cook says the future is bright.
We're slowly expanding and we're very hopeful that we can get back to the size we were before COVID.
What I thought was super interesting about what was said here was the fact that the reason ASL classes were super hard during the pandemic was because it's like a quote three-dimensional language, which I don't know, that makes a lot of sense. But like, I'm like thinking about like learning like ASL on a screen now, and I can definitely see it being hard.
Yeah, because you would think without a doubt you have to have your camera on for that Zoom class.
Oh, for sure.
There's just no excuse.
No. Yeah, I'm going to take an ASL virtual class and just keep my camera off the whole time. You want to take us to the next story?
Up next, the Student Government Association recently held a second round of elections to fill their remaining Senate seats. On the 19th, senators were elected to fill the positions of Disability Student Advocate, Mental Health Advocate, Second-Year Student Senator, Audio Arts and Acoustics Senator, and Art History Senator. An initial group of senators were elected on the 12th. SGA President Tyler Harding says the elections are divided by 2 weeks in order to be more accessible.
We do this basically because we want to be as accessible as possible to people running. Mm-hmm. And then also because we want to give people an opportunity that ran our first week, an opportunity to run again the second week if they did not get elected to the position that we're initially going after.
That's really interesting. Have you ever considered like an SGA position of any sort, Cosme?
I've never really considered myself to be much of a politician, I guess you could say. But yeah. The whole idea of the SGA and it being run by students for what the students need for the students is definitely something that I have a great appreciation for. And although I can't really see myself in that position, I think the whole concept of it is very interesting enough to be invested in and actually follow along for an election for once.
Hey, shout out to the SGA members out
there.
Shout
out to the SGA.
Yeah, truly. Well, next up, we have American Parent, which is a new film about a lesbian couple raising a toddler during the pandemic. It's a collaboration between a Columbia professor, a retired dean, and an alumna. We've got senior staff reporter Robin Sluzas in the studio to tell us about it. How are you doing today, Robin?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So, Robin, just to get things started, how was this film developed?
So, the three met when Carolina was a professor back then, Doreen Bartoni, who is now a retired School of Cinema and Television Arts dean, and she was Emily Railsback's, who is the director of the film.
And Railsback was a student, correct?
Right, yeah. Right, an MFA student, and Bartoni was her thesis advisor.
Gotcha.
So that's where they all met. And they had some films in development. Railsback and I believe Bartoni had films in development, but, you know, nothing panned out. And then during the pandemic, she had given birth to a baby 10 days after we went into lockdown here in Chicago, started thinking about it and said, hey, there's a film idea.
I mean, yeah, that's an idea, right? And like, what better way to get inspired is like basically just like almost living the plot out, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted to read a certain quote that I got from the story, which I thought was pretty interesting. It was from, how do you pronounce your last name, Pose?
Yes.
This was the first time I've ever had a non-scripted project. I went for it. We were just coming out of COVID. It seemed like it was the right time to try something interesting and different.
When you're not scripted and you don't know what the actors are going to say, because her role as producer, let me start again, is to do logistics, mm-hmm. Right? You pretty much know if you have a script what the actors are going to say. She didn't. There was all kinds of unknowables.
Well, thank you for coming in, Robin.
You're very welcome. Yeah. It was a pleasure.
Cosme, you want to take us out?
Sure. American Parent will have its U.S. premiere tonight at Landmark Century Center Cinema on Clark Street in Chicago.
That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at ColumbiaChronicle.com and sign up for our newsletter at ColumbiaChronicle.com/newsletter. I'm John McGowan.
And I'm Cosme Cruz.
Thank you for listening.